From the air, you could see a trail of destruction stretching over 100 yards. More than 30 vehicles, including six lorries, were involved in the crash. The police inquiry is considering various witness accounts. Some drivers said they'd suddenly hit a heavy patch of fog, seriously reducing visibility. Police now believe that was actually a blanket of smoke, and they're linking it to the firework display. The Taunton Rugby Club is nearby. It says its event finished at 8:15. The accident happened not long after. Some experts believe a lack of wind allowed intense black smoke from the finale to hang in the air, making driving conditions worse than they already were. So let's take a closer look at the accident itself. It appears to have occurred in two sections. At the front, there are two lorries and at least eight cars surrounding them. Behind that, another lorry jackknifed. And from there, it looks like there was a chain reaction as other lorries became involved, taking cars out along the way. There were reports of a number of explosions thought to be caused by gas cylinders. The fire that followed was devastating. Some said the flames were as high as houses, the heat so intense it burnt cars and lorries to the ground. So with smoke the main theory, there will still be other elements involved in this investigation. One will be speed, another is likely to be tailgating.